Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for staying with us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to Eric the Freedom Scream with Gary and Chris. So what was really sad today was we found out that, and this is the problem here, this is why, you know, I encourage people to be as responsible as you possibly can to keep this whole authoritarian police state, security state, to an absolute minimum. We had the unfortunate situation arise where some trashy people down up here were leaving their pets outside in this weather, which is 15 to 20 below on the thermometer and 30 to 40 below wind chill. I was just out in it walking around tonight. It's bad. So I got word from one of the local people up here who I just happened to be, you know, bumped into and talking with, a new person I had never met. And it was all over Facebook that these people in Standards, I'm not going to give the address or the name of the owners, but it's, I'll just tell you this, it's in Standards, S-T-A-N-N as in Nancy, A-R-D-S. If you want to follow the story, I wanted to keep some public awareness on this because the people were stupid enough or evil enough to leave their dog outside. Now, it had a doghouse with a little bit of hay, but I mean, you know, we're talking 30, 40 below wind chill with no door or flap on the front of this doghouse. It could have been really sad. So, you know, anyway, so it was on Facebook, a lot of people making comments and didn't know what to do. Someone posted the address of where the dog was, hoping somebody would go just grab the dog. I mean, I'm not advocating do that, but that's what people were hoping. You know, of course, it's technically illegal, but most of the cops will cut you a walk, and I know they did with this person I was talking to because they had done it before. People leaving their animals outside to basically die, and she would go grab the dog, and she was told she can't really do that. I mean, but they understood her motives were pure, and she was never arrested or dragged into the witch's court because they understood she was doing good work. But anyway, the address immediately got pulled off Facebook, as did a couple of my postings that were getting kind of activists. That finally, we managed to make them stick, and they got a lot of response. People got the idea of what a phone blitz is. And I just had to kind of organize and tell people, here's the numbers you call. Be firm, but be polite. And here's what I would, you know, here's what I'm going to ask, you know. Dog has to come in on all the cold nights, or a dog has to be removed. Now, this is one place where, you know, I very rarely call on the power of government. This is a place where we would call our, you know, the animal control, so to speak, and say, hey, you know, this dog is in bad shape and needs to be either brought in or, you know, whatever. I hate to take anybody's pet, but if they're that stupid and or evil, they're going to leave the poor thing outside in this weather. I mean, come on, they shouldn't have the dog. Just turn them over to the Humane Society. They'll find him a home. At least he'll be in a warm place. You know, it's not being around any people now anyway. It's kind of outside permanently and sitting there in the doghouse. So, anyway, the phone blitz that we did, apparently the dog's been brought in for the night because, of course, the state police, I think, showed up and paid him another visit. They had already been there before, so this is a pattern with these people. Once again, if people are going to be stupid and scummy, hey, you know, you're going to have people demanding a police state or some type of government. Now, in this case, this was one case where it was government intervention was appropriate, where there's serious abuse. And once again, you know, that this is the little bit of government that we want to have when there's a real serious harm or damage coming to people or property. Then there has to be some kind of recourse, not the recourse we have with the modern witch's court doing admiralty and statutes and bonding the cases and dragging people in like Tom LaCavara and the Bundys for everything. No victim to their offenses, just all statutory, you know, military conscript garbage in the witch's court. So we know all about that. So anyway, I wanted people to, the name of the organization, and they look like they're doing good work, Justice for the Abused and Neglected Animals of Allegheny County. So, and I'm not a big, you know, I understand a lot of the animal rights movements are, you know, affiliated with the Communist Party. I know all these things, but there's occasionally a need for, you know, intervention, and this is all that we want government to do is basically when there's a real problem. And so once again, you know, this was an example of how a phone blitz works. Apparently, within like 45 minutes of the calls start coming in, getting ham, they, you know, people were told, you got to bring this dog in, or we're going to have to do something, or we're going to keep coming back every time we get a call, and hundreds of calls are coming in. So you want hundreds of visits for tonight, or you want to bring the dog in? I mean, the dog was not, you know, a problem or a threat or a vicious dog. It looked like a sweetheart in the pictures. So justice for the abused and neglected animals of Allegheny County. And it seemed that the pressure has at least got the dog brought in for now. That's the latest posting. So, and so the phone blitz, you know, and that was up within 45 minutes of us starting to hammer with phone calls. We gave out the local dispatch number and the 800 number. So, you know, I would encourage people to check out. They're on Facebook. You know, if you're on Facebook, check them out. Post a comment so they see hundreds of comments instead of dozens. There was a lot up there, a lot of people, but people were scattered all around the country. They didn't know who to call or what to do. So, you know, once again, if you give people kind of just a little direction, and also let them know how much it matters and how much it helps. This is the first time I've really come up with an animal case. It just seemed egregious since it's so damn cold out tonight. So, you know, I had to bring that up. Now, of course, we focus mainly on our brethren, our people, our brothers and sisters. You know, obviously they're top of the list. All I've done all my life is help people. Very rarely do I step in, you know, on an animal case. They usually, you know, it's a lot. It's just not my specialty. But in this case, I wanted to mention it because it was egregious. It was local. It was proof of positive that these phone blitzes work, because that you could see people were kept, you know, reposting the numbers to call. Facebook was taking stuff down. I had multiple posts that I was doing along with this woman, you know, you could see they were disappearing. The address of where the dog was located kept disappearing. I mean, there is active and immediate intelligence agency interference, and I can guarantee it's been dished off to the Chinese and the Mossad, at least with the permission of the CIA and the FBI. Which agency behind it's almost irrelevant. I think they all have the technology to follow almost anything that goes on through either internet phones, cell phone service, etc. It's not very difficult to hack into stuff like that. And with Deutsche Telekom buying up everything, I mean, they're going to do whatever they want to do as an international corporation, including block access to this broadcast, T-Mobile, and a couple others. I'll try to dig that information up tomorrow. But anyway, back to Rebecca. I want to focus on Rebecca's case also. She's the main focus of tonight's broadcast. She's a really great woman. I've spoken with her often. She's very level-headed. She's an activist enough where she takes a stand for her freedom. She doesn't do stupid things. I mean, you know, driving without the plates is kind of asking for trouble, but that's, you know, she was making her stand. We all make it somewhere. The Bundys made it at the cattle, over the cattle that was being seized and killed. You know, everybody, Tom sacrificed because he was a member of the media, and that's why he's been persecuted. Tom is the co-host of this show. It's Tom's show, and he lets me sit in when I'm needed, and we kind of share the duty, and we both bring a unique perspective, and a good complementing of each other. So I appreciate Tom and everything he's done to establish this, and I've tried to keep it going while Tom was locked up in the witch's prison. He's still in the witch's halfway house, and they're going to, I think he's got another month or something like that before he's fully released, you know. So anyway, call the Vicar General. I want to see if any action gets taken just from calling the Vicar's office. Can we get a couple hundred at least of our listeners with big enough balls to do what you've always fantasized about doing, which is, what can I do if I could talk to one of the Rothschilds or have access to at least one of their more immediate underlings? And this is pretty high up, because the Vicar and the Bishop report to the Cardinal, and it's off to Rome. And that's the front group. That's the managing entity for the Rothschild Warburg Zionist banking establishment, who prints the currency and runs nations not through their armies, but through their currency and their economy. They could crash the economy and turn the people against the government and cause riots. That's, which is perfectly what Gary described before. The army had to be called in because people basically, and it's mostly economic or food related, and that's usually one and the same. The whole, you know, Arab Spring was an engineered commodity crash of the food market, which is what initiated the takedown of Libya and all the North African nations. That was, you know, what they would call the Arab Spring. Whenever they label it like that, you know it's an intelligence agency operation just based on, the packaging, the naming, and the promotion of it. Perfect example, once again, is Operation Disclosure, and they have a website, and they're telling you the cabal's about to be taken down. And meanwhile, there's a little ad there that says, send Benjamin Netanyahu a blessing and wish him a happy new year. I think I'll pass on that one. But anyway, so yeah, take a swipe at the man, but be nice about it. You know, be firm, but be nice. Hey, the courts are giving everything to the vicar's office, his agencies, and his entities. Once again, I've watched it happen time after time after time after time, including in person sitting in the witch's court as a courtroom observer in New York. And all the tyranny pretty much flows out of New York, because that's where Wall Street is, it's where the money is, it's where the power is. So, please, call on Rebecca's behalf. Let's put a bunch of phone calls. Do a polite but firm phone blitz. Don't let them tell you that they're not involved or they can't do anything. You tell them if they're a man of God, okay, then go out of your way and do something extraordinarily righteous and get this woman, do whatever you can to use your influence to do the right thing and get this woman out. We're not asking that a rapist or a murderer be released here. This is Rebecca, who is exercising her right to travel and making a stand and always shows up in court whenever she gets dragged in. She's got horses to take care of and she needs to go home. She'll be back for her witch's court appearance. It's like the Bundys. They're not going anywhere. Why did they have to be held for a year and a half with no bond for a victimless crime? Same here. So, call the vicar. And the vicar's number, whoops. That's Tom Lacovara's text. I got to go to, I believe it's Lori's is here. And it's the same number. It's going to be the Diocese of Reno or something like that is what they're going to call it. It's where you get a hold of the Bishop Randolph Calve, C-A-L-V-E, and Vicar General Charles Durant. Okay? They don't call him a Vicar General for nothing. Note the use of the military term. These men are extremely powerful. Respectfully require that they respond to you and give you a call back. And don't just make your comment, hang up. Have them give you a call. Can you have them please call me? I'd like to call. And by the way, people, don't let anybody tell you it's harassment to call every day. You can call any entity every day if you have a, quote, legitimate purpose. That's the legal standard. Okay, so don't let anybody BS you and tell you that, you know, calling every day is harassment or anything like that. Don't threaten you. Get a hold of me, and I'll give my email, erichughes.ny@yahoo. That's erichughes.ny@yahoo. And so send me an email if anybody threatens you. It's very rare if you kind of know what you're talking about and tell them. The legal standard is if I have a legitimate purpose, I'm perfectly within my rights to call every day. And to be nice, you know, and until I get a call back. And if you haven't done anything using profanity or threatening anyone, you should be okay with it. We'll be right back with you after this break. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris on the RBN Network. We'll give the Vicar General's number out one more time or two after this break. Stay with us.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric with Gary and Chris on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to Resurrect the Republic. Tom LaCavara is off because he's not feeling too well, so keep Tom in your prayers. He'll be back. I think everybody's, you know, come down with a little something that I've heard there's a little flu or something going around, so I think Tom might have got it, but he'll be fine. He sends his best to everybody. People, we're going to get to Andy here. Why don't we go to Andy right now, and then what I'll do is after the bottom of the hour break, we'll tell people if they like what they hear, they can support the network, they can support this broadcast. We'll do our little commercial break after bottom of the hour break, and meanwhile, let's go right to Andy in Texas. How have you?
Hey, nice to talk to you again, gentlemen. My question is actually for Gary, but I want to say something about the dogs. You know, I'm taking care of 7 pit bulls. 5 of them are champion pit bulls. They're off of a dog named King Legger. And yeah, we've had some very cold weather. And I haven't been able to get them inside out of the weather, but I have been able to keep them with unfrozen water and good food. So I think people who want to take care of dogs can take care of dogs. Now, having said that, I want to talk to Gary about this. There's a guy on Newsmax. His name is Jesse B. Peterson. He's on at 8 o'clock in the morning. He gets 1 hour of TV time, and he's got 2 more hours of his radio show. He posed a question that I think Gary could answer for me, and I'm really hoping he grasps this question. But, you know, ye though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. And now the question is, what does that mean to you? And so to me, ye though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that to me is when I'm born, I'm living my life, and I'm walking through the valley of death because I know I'm going to die, okay? So I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and I fear no evil. And the reason I fear no evil is because I already know where I'm going when I die. You see what I'm saying? That's my depiction of, yea, though that I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. I want to know what Gary thinks about that. Gary?
Hello? Gary's just unmuting himself.
Good. Now, did he hear the question?
Okay, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
I got your question.
Yep.
I was just muted.
Oh, God, that's...
Very, very good question. I'm going to answer it in the way I think I can do the best I can do is when... When the father was born in flesh and body, he was just a baby, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. And the word swaddling, if you study that out, these were death clothes. He was born to die. And that mm-hmm. was the whole thing there was a death cause. And of course, he died for two major reasons. One was to shed his blood for all the sons and daughters of Jacob Israel. That was one of his reasons. His second reason to die was so he could, in Revelations where it talks about the bridegroom and the groom, he did that so he could remarry Israel at the end times. And the reason it was put that way because in the law, in Yad Vashem's law, you cannot remarry your first wife if you divorce her. So the divorce was given in Jeremiah chapter 3, I think around verse 18, where he divorced the house of Judah, and then he also divorced the tribe of Judah, or the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, okay, for Israel. The ten and a half tribes of Israel and the one and a half tribes of Judah. He wrote a separate divorcement for each one of them. So I hope that helps. If you want to follow up with something, go ahead.
No. That really helps because I heard a lot of different explanations of what people thought of this, and I was, like, totally lost. I mean, I'm thinking, I'm born to die, so I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Yes.
And either there's a part of that that you forgot to read, and that says, I shall not fear, for thou art with me. And that is because the Creator died for us. We should have nothing to fear if we're living a righteous and moral life and trying to emulate the Christ. And therefore, we are saved, so we should have no fear of this mortal life being lost for the spiritual heaven that we're granted by virtue of his blood.
Hey, and thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris,
because that's really the way I feel.
That's the way I feel, is that if you know where you're going, that's why you're not fearing the valley of the shadow of death. That's why you're not fearing that. So, but now I got a question for Eric, if you guys don't mind.
Sure. Hang on for the break, Andy. We'll be right back. Andy.
All right.
Just stay right there, buddy. We'll be right back with Eric with Gary, Chris, and Andy. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us. Get your pens and paper. We're going to give out some information after this to help Rebecca and support the network. Thanks. We'll be right back.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you out. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, goodbye, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you. Therefore you're not far head out. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment's sweet for the fire in.
Drop.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. We appreciate you staying with us here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to Eric the Freedom Screamer of Freedom Scream Radio. This is Resurrect the Republic. Tom LaCavara is off tonight. So people, if you like, we're going to get back to Andy in a second. Hold your thought, Andy. I just want to encourage people to support. What's that, Mike? Okay, well, we're going to try to reestablish contact with Andy. I think he had a little more he wanted to discuss with Gary, and that's fine. We appreciate Andy's call and Gary's wisdom as well. People, if you like what you hear on this broadcast and on this network, I'm going to give you a couple options on how to support it. This is truly public broadcasting. First of all, this broadcast in particular, okay, we'll get to Andy in a second. This particular broadcast, we have a two-prong approach. First of all, we're activists. And we're looking high and looking low. We're looking at the big picture, who are the men and women behind the curtain at the Vicar's office, through the Church of London and the Church of Rome, as the front groups, along with the multinational corporations for the Zionist bankers and the money printers, the currency issuers. You know who they are, private bankers that hold the stock on the Federal Reserve. So you're going to hear things here you're never going to hear anywhere else. You're never going to hear about the Vicar General on InfoWars. They're just not going to go there. And I've watched them exercise not just enormous, supreme. That means, like, exclusive power over especially the surrogate courts, because they're the ones that seize the property and seize the children. I watched it happen, and it's grotesque. So, people, I would urge you to support this network. I'm going to give you a way to support the network, a way to support the broadcast specifically. And, of course, our favorite product, let's start off with, make sure you go to Pruitt's Tree Resin, Pruitt, Pruitt's Tree Resin. They have a YouTube video up online. They have a wonderful website. I'm going to pull up the number for Pruitt's Tree Resin right now if I possibly can. But you can go to pruittstreeresin.com. It's ancient tree resin. It's one of the most powerful antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial. It has incredible healing properties. It also acts like almost like a liquid skin. It's some of the more pure products. They have different grades of it and different mixtures. Like the pure tree resin will cover a wound really well and allow nothing to get in through that material. I mean, it's way beyond. I mean, you know how tree resin is. If the sap gets on your skin, it's almost impossible to get it off. So it's very medicinal. And it's a great product. So go to, and they support this broadcast, and they support this network, and they support the overall cause of freedom. The Great Patriot family. Been in the, up and running for four generations. And if you go to PruittsTreeResin.com, you'll find their products. And if you'd like to support the network, by mail, you can do it by sending your donation to the following address. This is in Texas. This goes to keep the network's bills paid and up and running if you'd like to support the network. 2251 Double Creek Drive. That's 2251 Double, D-O-U-B-L-E, Double Creek Drive. Suite 302 in Round Rock, Texas. The zip code is 78664. You'd like to donate over the phone if you just want to do it with your card. It's a good way to do it. It's easy. 800-724-2719. Extension 3, I believe, is where you go to do your donation. So once again, it's an 800 number, 724-2719. You'd like to support this broadcast. I rely exclusively on donations and funding from people. Anything you can send is be greatly appreciated. In one way or another, it goes directly to the freedom movement, the research, the activism I do, time to do courtroom observing, research, print things out, rescue dogs when I have to, people when I have to. I want people to remember to call on Rebecca's behalf. We're going to give out the number for the Vicar General again. We need to put the pressure on to get Rebecca out. If you'd like to support this broadcast, it's Eric, E-R-I-C, that's me, Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Yes, that is my real name. You could write Eric the Freedom Screamer on there. I would get the mail, I'm sure, and the post office, the ladies down there would probably get a kick out of it. A very reliable mail. I've gotten donations from people last year at this time, and it really did get me through this time of year when work is slow and activism is high. So I rely on you people out there. If you value the information, if you're entertained, I don't care if you get anything from this at all, please, my address is P.O. Box 45. That's Post Office Box 45, Angelica, New York. A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A. The lovely little town in upstate New York. Angelica, New York, 14709. That's Post Office Box 45, Angelica, New York, 14709. If you can't afford to donate, ladies, send me some Christmas cookies, would you? That would be fantastic. I would love it. Just don't put any Jesuit arsenic in there, please. But I welcome any donations. People have come through for me, and it really does help, and it always seems to come at just the right time. So if people want to support the broadcast, they can do that. And I also have a PayPal account up at my website, courtroomwatch.com. That's courtroomwatch.com. You want to get something? Hey, there's some valuable information at Courtroom Watch. Go look at the habeas corpus we did. I think we did one for the Bundys, and I think it's the Bundy's habeas that's up there. That's a really good something to know. If you ever get dragged into the witch's court and you can't get out, which could happen to any one of us, it's really good to know how to word a habeas corpus. You can memorize it in a couple of hours. I could do it off the top of my head. You all could do the same thing if you just know the format. Look under documents over there at Courtroom Watch and see how a habeas corpus is structured. The one we did for certain other people seemed to work really well, because within several days, the witch's prison doors were flying open. And I'll tell you what the secret is. The secret is to name the vicar general or the judicial vicar. Most dioceses have an archbishop or a bishop, a vicar general, and a judicial vicar. Whose judicial do you think they're vicaring? The Catholic Church doesn't have a judicial system. Their judicial vicar are managing from behind the scenes. They're not on every case back in the smoke-filled room. But it's all structured through the bar and the statutes that get passed through the bar. And in the bigger cases, I can guarantee they do talk behind the scenes. You can be assured. You think these people don't communicate with each other at the highest level? Of course they do. That's how they got away with putting us so far away from a constitutional republic and into this kind of new world order democracy that's really going to work against us, because, once again, when 51% of the wolves vote to steal everything else from the other 49% of the producers, that's a problem. And hopefully most of the people listening to this broadcast are in some way a producer, in some way an independent, at least something in their life that they do, you all out there, to be independent, stay off the grid wherever you could. Don't comply with the system wherever it's possible. We win on a many little different look. Once again, the situation we had here with multiple judges failing to file their oath and bond with the county clerk. In this case, it was the failure to renew as required by law under the New York State Public Officers Law, Section 30.1.H. Their position's vacant if they don't file that or renew that oath and bond each time they're reelected. We had two judges in a row that failed on the oath and bond. They were in violation of New York State law. We just wrote it up in a hand. We didn't even type it. We wrote it in a handwritten document. Real simple. Motion for dismissal with prejudice, and we said there's no jurisdiction under the Federal Rules of Procedure 12B because you're currently operating as a private individual under Section 30.1.8. Your position was vacant 30 days after you failed to file that renewal on your oath and bond. And here's the public officer's law. We had one judge horrified. She said, "Where did you get a copy of my oath and bond?" It's right down at the county clerk's office, lady. She didn't know it was public record. Oy. I mean, she didn't know. She thought we went through some secret, document, in this basement of some garage. Some informant passed me a document with her oath and bond. No, we just called the county clerk and said, "Do you have a copy of an oath and bond on file for Sandra Cameron?" And he said, "Yeah, but it's expired 2 years ago." I said, "Oh, fantastic. Looks like we'll be getting out of this case." Sure enough, dismissed. The town dropped the case. It was a code enforcement thing. Totally bogus. They were abusing this guy because he was just a nice guy and kind of a patriot and a libertarian. And, he didn't do anything activist against the government. Some of the neighbors had it out for him. And it was just one of those things, small town thing. And the code enforcement officer had to stick up his you-know-what for this guy. And so anyway, with just a little research and a little knowledge, you can walk away from the witch's court, and it can be done. I'm not saying everybody has a victory. Many defeats, but many victories. And I'll tell you this. The witch's court will always cave in, and the door to the witch's prison will swing open, and people will walk away free. Every time. It's just a matter of when. But there has to be a lot of pressure from the people. Everybody sits down and says, I don't have time to do that, or my voice is not going to make a difference. Well, don't expect anybody to be there for you. So once again, please, I want everybody who's listening to this, and I know we got some good activists out there, so I can count on you people. Rebecca is special. She's done her, she helped, well, you heard Chris tonight. Rebecca was there for Chris, going up and visiting him when he was unlawfully incarcerated. I mean, they had no business locking up Chris. You can tell he's with us tonight. He's one of the smartest guys I've ever met. And that's why he got locked up, because he knew how to beat the system on its own terms. They really don't like that. And especially if you've previously served the system, which Chris has, and he's kind of come over to the side of freedom, so to speak, you know, out of a kind of an admiralty, you know, service to the system. He's a common law guy now, and he knows where he stands, and he stands in the right place. So, and he's that's the first type of person that the system wants to go after. So this activism thing, I'm not complaining, but I'm telling people it gets expensive, and there's a lot of persecution. Chris got locked up for 2 months. I've lost a great deal. I know Rebecca's locked up right now. I know many listeners to this broadcast. I've spoken to a bunch of you who have had just nightmare situations from doing anything where you would take a stand. You know, you kind of go on the list. But once again, you know, you got two choices. You can face up and do what you can to make a stand wherever you see fit, or you can just bend over and take it and be a coward and then to let the system rule you and run over you, and that's not really a good plan either. So, you know, activism requires risk. So, and there is very little risk in calling, as long as you're polite, as long as you're, and if you live in what's called a single-party state, you can record the phone call without telling the other person. So find out, people, if the state that you live in is called a, quote, single-party state, that means without informing the other party, you can just record any phone call you want to. Find that out, though, first. Otherwise, sometimes if it's not a single-party state, you have to either tell them you're recording it or risk, you know, a wiretapping charge. And there's not wiretapping, but that's what the witch's court will stretch it to be as far as the charges. So just find out if you're a single-party state, if you want to record the call. You know, most of the time I do not, just because, you know, it would have to be a unique situation. I'm not happy on the thing, but if you want to protect yourself. But, we had a federal judge once mention the phone blitz and say that everybody was, I think his exact words were, I do not see any Al-Qaeda here. Because the government was trying to paint all the patriots out as being terrorists. And we're not. We're not trying to overthrow any government. We're just trying to wake people up so we can have a peaceful restoration of the republic and the republic principles on which this country was founded. So, with that, people, I'm going to urge you to support Rebecca, okay? Make a phone call for her tomorrow. I would do this. I would call tonight while nobody's there. Leave a message in the voicemail at the Diocese of Reno. I've given you the number, but I'm going to give it again here, so write it down, people. The vicar's name, this is the Vicar General. Now, note the use of the military term. That's not by accident, and that's not because he's a man of God. These are military, what's the word I'm looking for, overseers for the courts, the laws and statutes that get passed, and a great chunk of our economy. So the Vicar General is 775-329-9274. I'm going to repeat that. And this is the same number for both the Vicar General and the Bishop. You're going to get a main number, and you're going to try to be persistent and polite and try to navigate your way through and get as close as you can to a callback from the Bishop himself. All right? And see, that I've had people talk to the bishops, archbishops, vicar generals, judicial vicars. Very interesting things can happen. It'll be fascinating. You'll have really something to learn. To share with people knowledge and be able to teach people, give them some learning, so to speak. Let them know what your call with the vicar. One vicar general down in a southern state told the guy who called, he said, Oh, he said, I'm just the vicar general. You don't want to talk to me. You want to call the archbishop's office. He controls all the legal and legislative issues. Came right out and said it. Okay, that's what we thought. All right, we'll call him. So anyway, but this is the one number for the Diocese of Reno. Give him a call. Ask for the vicar general or the judicial vicar. I have a number for a judicial vicar, or a name for a judicial vicar, but the vicar general is usually the superior of the judicial vicar, and the bishop is over them, either the bishop or the archbishop. So it's 775-329-9274. 775-329-9274. I'm urging people to call. Please help Rebecca. She's awesome. She really came through for Chris when he was incarcerated. She was like the person who did the Lord's work. And the Lord said, go visit the people in prison. Serve food to the hungry. House the homeless. Do something for the needy. Jesus was an activist. Once again, I'll say it again. Jesus did not sit around waiting for himself to return. Jesus hit the streets and got her done. Jesus was an activist, hardcore. Obviously, he was God in the flesh and the Son of Man and all those things as well. I'm not just saying he was just an activist, but he was activist on top of everything else. That's for sure. He got out there and did. He walked from one town to another and worked miracles, and this is very special. So anyway, I urge people to do God's work. Hey, you want a Bible verse to justify what I'm asking you to do? Psalms 94:16. I haven't mentioned this in a while. I used to do it every night. Shame on me. This is a good reason. Here we go. Psalms 94:16. Real simple. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? That's our motto here on this broadcast, at least when I'm the nights that I'm doing it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Now, first of all, very rarely does God repeat himself like twice in a row like that. So it sounds pretty important to me. And it just goes to show you that I think the Creator wants us to, you know, occupy, you know, until his return. Storm the gates of hell come what may. And so anyway, get her done like the Lord did. And be an activist and help Rebecca, because I just feel really bad that she's languishing in the witch's prison. And one thing will get her out, and that is public pressure through phone, through emails, through letters. Do what you can, people. Call the Vicar General Charles Durant. Call the Bishop Randolph Kalb. And they can both be reached at 775-329-9274. We help people here on this broadcast one case at a time. So this is what we try to do. Expose the man behind the curtain, which is the vicars and the bishops. I was very skeptical on this whole thing. You know, I was raised a Catholic. We had four priests in my family at one time. No joke. I've been to multiple ordinations at St. Patrick's Cathedral. I went to a Jesuit high school, McQuaid Jesuit High School. I mean, I'm not the type of person who just, you know, been Catholic bashing since day one or any of this weird stuff. I mean, so when somebody said, hey, look into the, watch where the power is, that's basically what I did. And as a courtroom observer, and my whole thing with courtroomwatch.com, go into the courts and let's just go there and check it out firsthand. Now, no reports from stuff, you know, get on the internet or this or that, or read in a whole book. No, just go down there and watch what the courts are doing. And then it was, and of course, people heard that I was kind of a little bit of an expert on this. And then I started getting calls from people saying, yeah, it's going on here, too. Here's my case. And I'd call and confirm that everything was correct. I'd usually talk to the judge's clerk or somebody right from the system. So nothing, there was no lies in there. It was absolute tyranny and power being over the courts by the vicar general's agencies and entities. And that's why we call the vicar when somebody's in jail. And it's a big deal. Rebecca's a patriot. She's being singled out because she's an activist of her own, making the stand for the right to travel. She's a patriot. She's been there for Chris and done that. And she's always shows up in court. So it's not, I don't think, a stretch to say, hey, let this woman out on her own recognizance. That's what we want to ask the vicar. What do you say when you call, Eric? All right. Hi. Either give him your name or don't. Just like to remain anonymous or say I'm so-and-so. Hi. I usually say, hi, this is Eric with CourtroomWatch.com. I'm Republic Broadcasting, and here's what I'd like. If you're a godly man, please do everything you can over and above what you think your jurisdiction is. Please don't insult my intelligence by telling me you don't have power or influence to do this. I know you do. So I'd like you to get involved in this, make the right thing happen, do God's work, and let this woman out of the witch's prison. I don't use the word which is prison, but that's the point. You know, let her go, please. We're respectfully requiring that you do this. If you're going to call yourself a man of God, you should be out there doing everything you can to do right. Just kind of see if they got a conscience in there. And a lot of times, you know, it'll work. They want to think that they're good guys. Nobody, there's very, you know, the absolute evil ones are usually a little more rare. It's mostly useful idiots and gullible people that think they're serving something good and they're actually part of a power structure or a banking system like the Vatican and all its auxiliary agencies and entities. So managed by the vicar generals who work directly under the bishop. So we ask you to call on Rebecca's behalf. Did we have, hey, Andy, or whoever, I know we got a call. Andy came back after getting cut off. Andy, I apologize for not getting right back to you, Andy. Why don't you call in tomorrow? We'll finish up with any thoughts you had. I know you like to speak with Gary, and I do too. But it was important that we get Rebecca's situation out there tonight. And I just, that's kind of was my focus tonight. There's occasionally nights where it may not be a lot of news and a lot of, we do that on other nights. We've been digging up the Bundy thing and exposing everything to do with that on this broadcast, both myself, Tom, and Lori, of course, and John Lamb, et cetera, Chris and Gary. And, of course, this new executive order, very scary, released on December 21st. So, but tonight, it had to be going to help Rebecca. So please, keep all those numbers I gave you. We're going to try to post them up. I'm sure Sovereign Man's all over it. Go to Freedom Scream Radio. That's Freedom Scream Radio. chattango.com. I'm sure he'll get that posted. Thank you, Sovereign Man. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Mike on the board. You miracle worker, you. We also want to thank Mike Herzog, Tom LaGuevara, and John Stadmiller. Please, people, support the network. Support this project. No place else can hear about the power that they have over the courts. And so I encourage when you file paperwork, always send a courtesy copy to the vicar. We'll talk about this more on the Republic Broadcasting Network.